Okay, hit the restart button. It's gonna force me to do the Deathstroke boss.
Tell me where I can find Black Mask.
A bat! Why, I wonder. A few tricks left, I see. You'll need to be faster. That was a mistake. Hollow. Deny. You'll regret that. Such a pushover after all.
Is it self-righteousness or squeamishness that stops you from killing? Haven't you realized that I'm not here to fight? I'm here to kill. You're quite well. You
Deathstroke was using should do the trick. I can use the new tool I took from Deathstroke to grapple out of here.
Thank you.
the rescue. That's the theater foyer. There's the theater. It's on the opposite end, the area I need to go to. Problem is, that door's locked. To retrace and figure out how to get around that way. here, this direction, and that direction. That door. Besides that one. That one goes around and takes you down this way. It doesn't go where you need to go. To go the opposite direction. To get out of the boat. That's the wrong door, because you see there's, on the map, there's no branch out. The only way out is on this side of the building. Thank you. goes to the wrong door.
I should use the device I took from Deathstroke. Alfred, get GCPD to take a look at the final offer. More to Dixon Docks. They'll find Slade Wilson tied up and waiting for them, along with some of Penguin's illegally obtained weapons.
Another anonymous tip? Will do, sir.
Updated character profile for Slade Wilson. Seems to be captured.
Oppressed citizens of Gotham, your cries for help have been heard. I am Anarchy, voice of the people. Here to save you from the plague of corruption that now infests this once proud city. Those hired and elected to keep us free and safe won't lift a finger. And why would they? They've been bought and paid for, encouraged to turn a blind eye. If they won't act, I will. At dawn's first light, the sources of Gotham's ruin will be destroyed. Now, back to your regularly scheduled programming of propaganda and consumerist garbage.
As if there isn't enough going on tonight.
Yep, now we have to fight him. Technically, he didn't exist this soon in the universe, because, like I said before, he's the Joker's son. Or at least hinted to be in the form.
I should hurry to Lacey Towers before the cops destroy all the evidence from the crime scene Penguin mentioned.
I was hoping to get a minute of your time. See, I've got a story to tell you. About crime and violence, greed and vengeance. But it's also a story of redemption, of second chances, of change. I've planted three bombs where Gotham's corruption is at its strongest. But unlike those I fight to overthrow, I believe in choice. So, I offer you one. Let them detonate, or stop them. Your actions will determine what I do with you.
Hey, miss, over here.
I've planted three bombs where Gotham's corruption is at its strongest. But unlike I've planted three bombs where Gotham's corruption is at its strongest. But unlike those I fight to overthrow, I believe in choice. So, I offer you one. Let them take those I fight to overthrow. I believe in choice. So, I offer you one. Let them detonate or stop them.
Whoa, easy now. I ain't looking for a fight. Got a message, that's all. Anarchy says if you're gonna make a withdrawal, you better do it soon.
Yeah.
money makes the world go round. But it also makes for excellent shackles. You're tied to your job, your mortgage, your need to buy the next shiny thing your overpriced television seduces you with. Imagine what we could accomplish if only someone would set us free.
Anarchy fellow mentioned three bombs, which means two still remain.
I need to find them.
I've no doubt you will, sir.
Now I think it's time.
One or two Riddler things I can get, but most I can't. So glue grenade and shot gloves. Let's use this.
Investigating this crime should have a relay station set up. It'll look like a mobile satellite dish, probably on a rooftop.
That's definitely him!
For a smoke with a menace.
There's men on the balcony. That could be my way in.
What a shut case. Penguin murdered Black Mask and his lady friend. I mean, we found the bastard stuck in little fingerprints right by the bodies.
Yeah, we got Penguin now. I'd like to see him squirm out of this one. Fingerprints, two dead bodies. He's about to do some time.
Yeah, except forensics will take all the...
Engage! Engage!
Police believe Penguin murdered Black Mask, but why would he send me here if he was the killer? It doesn't add up. This crime took place days ago. The fire and the exposure to the elements make identifying the victims difficult. The male victim is wearing a black mask, but I can't positively identify him as Roman Sionis without a DNA analysis. Something I can't do in the field. I can identify the female victim based on her fingerprints. Tiffany Ambrose, Roman Sionis' girlfriend. Or one of them, at least. She was no angel. Long list of priors. But nothing to indicate she was the target here. The fire spread as a result of a Molotov cocktail thrown into the room. It may have been intended to destroy evidence. The shallow trajectory of the bullet suggests the shooter could be someone of Penguin's height. But the grooves on the floor suggest that the victim was killed by someone leaning back in a chair. This bullet was fired from a revolver. Ballistics analysis indicates a low angle of trajectory. The shooter could have been someone of Penguin's height. But the pattern in the gunpowder residue suggests the bullet was actually fired by someone lying on the ground. These fingerprints are a match for the Penguin, but they're on top of the soot from the fire. The cops were right. Penguin was in the room, but these prints prove he was here after the murders were committed. If he didn't kill Black Mask, who did? The only thing I know for certain is that Tiffany's shooter was lying on the floor. But why? These white streaks are shoe polish. Whoever shot Tiffany was being dragged along the floor. Besides the victims, there were two other people in the room. Tiffany's shooter, and whoever was dragging the shooter. The location from which the male victim was shot may tell me more. DNA here doesn't belong to either of the victims. Whose is it? The fight broke out when someone startled the shooter. It's not clear who won the fight. It could have been either one of them. I should review the evidence to see if I can learn anything more about either the intruder or the shooter. Fabric analysis indicates the intruder was wearing a white suit or sport jacket. This fabric swatch could help identify the intruder, but I still can't identify the male victim's shooter. There's one impact area I haven't checked for clues. This DNA is from the female victim. The level of oxidation suggests it's been here for several days. If I review the evidence, I may be able to find out what she was doing when she was attacked. She was sending text messages to Roman Sionis about someone named the Joker. Someone killed Black Mask. But this crime took place several days ago, and I saw Black Mask earlier tonight. The only answers I have raise more questions. Who is the Joker? Was he the killer here? Or is he one of the assassins? I have a body, an unknown shooter, and an unknown assailant who attacked the shooter. I need to match the DNA samples against the records in the National Criminal Database to identify who was in the room. Alfred, I need access to the National Criminal Database.
Well, the only way to do that would be to infiltrate the Gotham City Police Department.
Then that's where I'm going.
Sir, you'd need to physically hack into their servers. If you insist on doing something that foolish, you'll need a powerful non-lethal weapon. I recommend coming back here to pick up your concussion detonator.
Not a bad idea.
Come in, 8-2. Dispatch, Delta 4-4. Can you raise Delta 8-2?
Stand by, 4-4. Delta 8-2. Delta 8-2, come in. Delta 8-2, come in. Delta 8-2, report. Delta 4-4, no response from 8-2. Please proceed inside to confirm 8-2 status.
10-4, dispatch.
Now I'll do the Sire 3-3 flash.